Nature-loving viewers, welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today's show features the Woodland Trust, a non-profit UK organisation dedicated to protecting Britain's ancient woodlands, restoring forest biodiversity, and informing the British public about the importance and value of their nation's forests. In the UK, the term ancient woodlands refers to wooded areas that have existed since at least 1600. However, since the 1930s, 50% of such forests have been felled or otherwise negatively impacted by development and other human activities. In addition, half of Britain's remaining woods are 5 hectares or less. In 1972, retired farm machinery manufacturer and environmentalist Ken Watkins of Bromley, Kent, England, realised that his country's majestic trees were fast disappearing, and thus saw the need to conserve what he felt were national treasures. Jerry Langford, director of the Trust, tells us more about this remarkable man.
Ken Watkins had this great passion for woodlands. In the early 1970s, a lot of small woodlands in this country were just being destroyed. They were being sort of cleared and the land converted to farming because there was no protection on woodlands then. He was very concerned about this, so he got together with really just some friends of his and said, well, I'm going to set up a charity to protect woodlands. And he just went out and bought a woodland in the southwest of England and started doing this regularly. And so very quickly he turned it into a UK-wide organisation, and for the first 10 years or so the Woodland Trust just bought woodlands.
With the help of more than 160,000 members and over 200,000 supporters from around the country, the Trust has planted 8 million native trees in the UK to date. The Woodland Trust also cares for more than 1,000 British woodlands covering 20,000 hectares.
We have over 1,000 woods across the whole of the UK, all of which pretty well are open for people to visit, and very many of them are hugely appreciated by local communities. People visit them every day. But, you know, it's not just about protecting woodlands, but by owning them and by planting them. We're passionate about the value of trees in woodlands.
The Trust also addresses the most critical issue of our day, climate change, by providing valuable information to the public, such as online carbon-saving tips, publishing a climate change blog, and supporting the UK-based Stop Climate Chaos Coalition.
We've sort of widened out what we do. We now spend a lot of time working with other people and doing sort of policy work, but also involving the public and, you know, making sure woodlands are there for people to enjoy and to walk in, and there's something there to interest children and get them to go out in the outer doors and enjoy, you know, the trees and woodlands in the countryside.
In 2004, the Trust began the Tree for All campaign, which introduces British children to the joys of planting trees. The ultimate goal is to involve 2 million youngsters in planting 12 million native trees. Thus far, over 6.5 million trees have been planted.
Over the past 5 years, we've actually given over 1 million children the chance to plant trees, in some cases on our own sites. In other cases, we've posted saplings out to schools for the children to plant. We're very involved as well in persuading other landowners, other organisations, to create more native woodland. We have an aspiration, actually, of seeing twice as much native woodland in the UK than we have now. And we're working hard with landowners to try and persuade them to plant more and to get more people to recognise the value of woods and trees.
The UK's remaining ancient woodlands now cover less than 2% of the country, and the nature of over a quarter of these forests has been changed due to the planting of non-native conifers by timber companies, resulting in a serious threat to local ecosystems.
There's two things that we feel that are particularly important and where we have particularly a role and something where we can make a real difference. And one is to actually increase the amount of native woodland in this country. We have this aspiration to double that by 2050, which is actually quite a modest aspiration when you see it in those terms. But obviously the 2% that remains is very important, and not all of that is in particularly good condition. So the other thing we think is really important is to protect and restore what remains of that ancient woodland heritage, particularly where it's been extensively damaged by a process of previous attempts to convert these woodlands into commercial forestry plantations.
When we return, we'll learn more about the esteemed Woodland Trust and its high-minded work. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. The Woodland Trust, the UK's leading non-profit forest conservation group, works to halt the loss of ancient British woodlands, enhance forest biodiversity, plant new trees, and increase public awareness of an inherent treasure, trees. Earlier this year, the Woodland Trust began its Cumnock appeal to raise £865,000 for the purchase of 405 hectares of ancient woodlands in Snowdonian National Park in North Wales, an exceptional area filled with precious endemic plant species including mosses, liverworts and lichens. Blessed with up to 200 days of precipitation a year, the park's damp environment has created one of the world's few Celtic rainforests.
It's a special valley in many ways. It's in a really unique position. It has high mountains on both sides of it, rocky cliffs around the side. There is a small area of woodland in Cumnock, which is ancient woodland, which has been treed for thousands of years.
Trees that you see here are descended from trees that have been growing here for hundreds, thousands of years. You can see a massive oak on top of me here, birch trees, willow, and on many of the trunks as well, you can see a whole variety of interesting lichens and fungi. So you have an amazing variety of the bilberries, here on the ground flora, the trees, a whole ecosystem which gradually changes as you move up the hill towards the steep rocky cliffs. It's a wonderful environment, and we'd like to see this gradually extended over most of the valley.
Carved out by the majestic movement of a glacier in the last ice age, the valley of Cumnock is also home to diverse animal species and features wonderful landscapes and scenery.
Just behind us here is the stream Avon Cumnock. And one of the most notable things about the valley is the very high rainfall. And as you would expect, there's a network of streams and a lake all around the valley. And those streams are themselves a feature. An awful lot of the bird life would be dependent on these streams. We believe have otters living in them. There is a lake at the top, which has geese making use of it. And they're very much part of the mosaic of wildlife habitats around Cumnock, which we want to protect and enhance. Most of this valley was planted with conifer trees in the 1950s for commercial production, but a few areas of native woodland survived, and this is one of them. This is the sort of woodland cover that we would like to see in the future across most of the valley.
To rehabilitate the area, the Woodland Trust envisions restoring and extending the range of local tree species.
And our aspiration, if we manage to buy the wood, will be gradually to bring back more of the native trees, the oak, the ash and the rowan.
Learning of the Woodland Trust's goal to acquire and conserve this outstanding piece of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai recently kindly contributed £100,000 to the effort. A cheque for the amount was presented to the Trust by our UK Association members on behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai. The following is an excerpt from Supreme Master Ching Hai's warm letter to the Trust, which accompanied the contribution. Honourable Sirs, we wish to sincerely thank the Woodland Trust for its noble initiative in recreating and conserving the ancient Celtic rainforests of Cymru for the benefit and enjoyment of all. Your devoted efforts to protect and replenish these silent sentinels of wisdom and serenity will be appreciated and enjoyed for generations to come. For the pure upliftment and joy of nature, experienced in all her undiluted power and unspoilt majestic beauty. This makes your exemplary policy to preserve these remaining woodlands and vital cause that benefits and uplifts our whole world, not only through the purity and healing power of nature regenerated, but also through the exemplary conservation model that it establishes, encouraging the adoption of much more noble reforestation projects worldwide. Again, we wholeheartedly thank the Woodland Trust, its trustees, staff and supporters for all your passionate commitment and outstanding initiatives. We wish you every success in your mission to bring back the magnificent and timeless life-giving grandeur of the ancient forests. May heaven bless your noble quest to re-green and revitalize our planetary home, Mother Earth. With great honor, love and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Woodland Trust's fundraising manager, Andy Shields, expressed the organisation's sincere gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
On behalf of everybody at the Woodland Trust, we would like to say a huge thank you to Master Ching Hai for this fantastic donation towards our Cymmunnach appeal, and also for all the great work that she does in promoting environmental causes and also in raising the issue of climate change, which is a really key issue for us going forward.
As another sign of their appreciation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's kindness, the Woodland Trust has sent her a beautiful framed picture of Cymmunnach along with a note reading, "Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your fantastic support of Cymmunnach. With very best wishes from the Woodland Trust." Our highest regards go to the Woodland Trust's staff and supporters for their outstanding efforts in protecting Britain's ancient woodlands, planting trees, and raising public awareness about global warming. Through your work, the British people are benefiting from an environment that grows greener, more beautiful, and lush every day. For more details on the Woodland Trust, please visit www.woodlandtrust.org.uk. Thank you, cherished viewers, for joining us on this edition of Good People, Good Works. The world around us is next after noteworthy news. May our world thrive in greater abundance and natural wonder.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. /GPGW.